Blessing. I am called to bless a bathroom. A young poet has committed suicide there. Her boyfriend found her and tried to revive her. He was soaked with blood when the EMTs arrived and then the police. And though he's moved out now and the biological hazard team has scrubbed the blood away, the landlord and the boyfriend's father want some kind of further cleansing, maybe a kind of magic. But who am I to say? So I drive to the complex, a warren of condominiums, chalky and cheap, and I wander around until I find theirs. And I knock on the door and introduce myself to the parents, 50s, disheveled, and dirty sweatshirts and jeans. And they take me down the hall, past boxes and piles of clothes. The apartment is new, the bathroom small and bright. I squeeze in by the toilet, stand against the wall, facing the mirror, and say the prayers for the dead and the blessing for a house, my voice echoing. And with a small plastic bottle, begin to sprinkle the room with holy water. The vanity, the mirror, the clean fiberglass tub. Perpetual light, shine upon her, O Lord. Amen. The boyfriend couldn't bear to come. His mother and father stand in the doorway, bowing their heads. And as I wave the bottle and say the words, the cap flies off, it pops, bouncing into the bottom of the tub. And I have to lean over to get it, picking it up off the slick, shiny surface of the fiberglass. May she rest in peace, I say, embarrassed now, but alert too, aware. The words as they echo sound so good to me in that hollow place, and proper and true. May the souls of all the faithful departed through the mercy of God rest in peace. Then I turn, trace the cross in the air, and give the final blessing. In my left hand, the cap, about the size of a dime, with a hole in the middle, like the prize in a box of Cracker Jacks. A whistle or a top.